Now, I want to go next to those historic scenes that many listeners will have seen in the last hour or two, where Ukrainian officials posted an image of President Vladimir Zelensky and US President Donald Trump meeting in these really ornate surroundings of St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican. And anyone who's seen the image, it's the two men just sitting on very simple chairs face to face, apparently for 15 minutes for the first time since that fractious meeting in the Oval Office back in February. The White House described the discussions as very productive. Vladimir Zelensky, just before coming on air, talked about it being a very symbolic meeting. He said it had the potential to become historic if we achieve joint results. And he did go on to talk about the need for a full and unconditional ceasefire. Kathleen Funchin, to you, do you think there is cause for optimism here? Have you had any sense in Brussels this week that there were really renewed efforts and positivity that something could be brokered here?
Yeah, well, I think that any discussions that you know, that's been had right now, and particularly, I suppose, if they are private discussions, you would have to hope that that will, you know, be more productive than certainly the situation that we witnessed in the White House, which was disgraceful, really, to be honest. Look, I mean, what happened in relation to Ukraine with the invasion was just absolutely horrific. And I think it's really, really important now that Ukraine is supported in terms of proper supports, and that there, you know, we do want to see, we have to get people sitting around a table, and there has to be negotiations and discussion. But it's really important, I suppose, that Ukraine are front and centre of that, and that they're happy with those negotiations and those discussions. And I think we have really good experience in this country in terms of our own peace process. We celebrated 27 years in the last 2 weeks of that. Many people wouldn't have thought that would be the case. And of course, there's been, you know, issues over the years and ups and downs. So, but I do think we need to draw on that experience and see what way we can help and be involved in that. I mean, ultimately, that is what the people of Ukraine want. They want to be able to, you know, go home, live in peace. And I suppose maybe the symbolism of all of this happening on the day that Pope Francis is being buried, and, you know, his call in general for peace, and his, I suppose, kind of, you know, empathy with people, the causes of migration, as we spoke about earlier, you would have to hope. I think certainly, you know, a private discussion like that, you would hope. And the fact that I think it was a Ukrainian official sharing that image, you would have to hope maybe as well that that's, that is a sign for optimism, so, you know.
Yeah, sign of optimism there. But yesterday, and we might just take a listen back, there was Richard Sheriff, former NATO Deputy Supreme Commander Europe. He had very different sobering analysis for European leaders yesterday morning on Morning Ireland. We might just take a listen back.
Trump is effectively a friend of Putin, and my enemy's friend is my enemy. And Europe's got to recognise that it stands alone. And I'm afraid that's the way it is now. And we're in a completely new frame of reference, and we've all got to understand that. This is going to require extraordinary leadership, moral courage, and sacrifice from Europe, because, I mean, the consequences of the Trump deal going through mean that it is okay for a country to invade another, and then for that country to turn to the international community and say, well, I've done it now, and the international community says, okay, well, that's okay. I mean, this is a world we cannot accept, and, you know, we as Europe have to stand up. I'm afraid this is a long, hard slog, and you won't find any greater pacifists than military men who've understood the nature of conflict and know that the only way to prevent conflict is through strength.
Maria Walsh, you were listening to that, like, cause for optimism today with that meeting. But when you listen to that, do you worry about the danger still posed by Russia to European stability when you look at potentially the mechanics of what this deal might have to look like, where Ukraine will have to cede territory potentially to Russia, what it means for Europe?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's, we also have to look back at the 2014 takeover and annexation of Crimea, which, while I wasn't in politics, but you look from afar and you're thinking, how can one bully arrive into the shore of another and just assume? And what was very fascinating, and the hope that I have next in what comes is the fact that President Zelensky, after, you know, captured in this picture with President Trump in the Basilica, is the term unconditional ceasefire. Land and further land cannot be given over. Access to NATO, should a country wish to join, like Ukraine wishes to in its current text, should be allowed. The link back to Europe here is Ukraine is currently in the enlargement process, and we would hope that would happen sooner than the 10-year period of what is being discussed in the European hall rooms. That's about 40 million citizens that will come into the European Union. That also has challenges for us as policymakers. But most importantly, we have innocent people here that will spend decades rebuilding their communities that have been absolutely taken over by an aggressor of Putin, and the contributor yesterday was right. You cannot trust everyone. A friend of Putin is a foe of many, and I think of the likes of Hungary, and I have my own issues with Viktor Orban. The bloc has to be strong here and has to work as honest brokers.
What do you make of all of that, Ciara Mullooly, when you listen to Richard Sheriff there? Do you agree? And, you know, if you do, what does that mean increasingly, again, for Ireland's neutral status?
Yeah, I heard Richard Sheriff's interview yesterday morning, and I came away from it in a very negative sense I'm coming to believe that he may well be right. What's depressing for me is that we took part in negotiations or in a forum back in February, as in the Renew grouping in the European Parliament, with Emmanuel Macron. And I came away from that session at that day with two hopes. We hope the Americans will come to the table. They'll move Trump. But the second part of that discussion was very firmly focused, or at least my impression was, we have the plan B without the Americans. And the plan B, what is it? It's our friends, UK, coming, siding with Europe, and the French and the Europeans leading this military response to what's going on down the line. And that, to me, it's horrific stuff to listen to. Because, for instance, obviously, this conflict is what's on the horizon in that scenario. It seems to me Ukraine will not get a deal that will be in any way acceptable out of all of this. And we'll be back to square one. And we'll be back to the problem for Europe on its own, trying to muster some type of a defence plan on the Russian border. Because every time you go down a corridor in Brussels at the moment, and you meet people with fear in their eyes. And these are people from the Nordic countries, from Poland, from elsewhere, who are not going to back down on this. They're adamant that Russia cannot be let get away with this. And we have to do something. By the way, there's another challenge, obviously, in that for Ireland then, as to what we do. And I'm one of the people that believe that we should hold on to the triple lock. But I also believe in the short term, we need to change some of our laws with regard to the ability to send troops out, even to support Europe in an action. In other words, increase that number up to as many as 50, which I believe the new government legislation is going to focus on.
Well, that's linked to the triple lock, eh?
Okay.
So
there we must leave it. My thanks to Maria Walsh, MEP for Fine Gael Midlands Northwest constituency, Kathleen Funchen, MEP for Sinn Féin in the South constituency, Ciara Mullooly, MEP for Independent Ireland in the Midlands Northwest constituency. That is all we have time for today.